Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 379. I'm your host, N64, Josh. Johnny, what's up, dude?
What's going on? I'm excited for today.
You are salty, don't lie. Cheesy, what's happening?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? I took Advil before this podcast because I knew Johnny was going to give me a headache, so I'm just prepared.
Yeah, you're also going to need a bear aspirin so your heart can you don't go into full cardiac arrest after this
one. What? I don't even know. I was gonna have a clever comeback on how you're gonna need like a pillow because I'm gonna knock you out.
Wow.
All right.
Crawler's already got the popcorn. How are you, Crawler?
I'm doing good. Crawler coming at you. And let's
Hey, did we miss anything?
What? God, no, you didn't miss anything. All right, people, let's back up. Give us some room here.
Oh.
I'm just here for it.
The fight is about to go down. In this corner, we have GCC64. And in this corner, we have Johnny Bo. Their gloves are laced. They are ready to go. In the blue boxers is Johnny Bo.
How'd you know?
No. So before we get going, you guys, N64Josh.com is getting a revamp. And if you've got articles, if you want to just be, if you want to have your articles just posted, submit them to me. info@n64josh.com. If you've got cool retro memories you want to share, write an article, send it my way. We'll post it up on the site. You want to talk about something that's important to you? Let me know, right? Include your socials so we can include them in the post. We'll upload them. We'll take care of it. But it's info@n64josh.com. If you would like to have any of your articles put out on my site, Nintendo related, of course. We are also looking for anybody that wants to, we are looking for sponsors. So that means you'll get shouted out on my TikTok, which is 66,000 followers. You will have an ad spot on the website. We'll talk about you on the podcast, on all of my socials. If you'd like more information about that, it's info@n64josh.com. The Discord coming out, n64josh.com/discord. And of course, guys, I go live on all the places. And this show goes live every Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific on youtube.com/n64josh. You can check out the other shows that we are all a part of. Johnny is part of, hang on, Multiverses podcast, right? Just launched.
You got it right.
I got it right. Yeah, I didn't call it Metaverses this time.
We got an episode. I got an episode out. So
there you go. So make sure to check that out. Halo Infinite podcast. We're going down to one show a month just to keep the salt at
non-heart attack levels.
Yeah,
I feel like it was pretty good today. I feel like it was good. Pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. There's the Xbox Now podcast. We've also got the Bendu podcast, and I'm part of the Xbox Factor podcast, which is live on Tuesdays on Double Barrel Gaming, youtube.com/Double Barrel Gaming, and that is a party. I think we had close to 600 people in the live stream on on Tuesday. So if you guys want to come be part of the party over there, check it out. It is a good time. Before we jump into this, I want to make sure these guys tell us all the places they can be found. Johnny, starting with you.
Johnny Bo everywhere. Twitch, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. That's it.
Cheesy.
You can follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, CheezyC64, CHEEZYC64.
And Crawler.
TikTok and Twitter are the best spots. Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
All right. So are we going to just jump right in to
the ink?
Splatoon.
Okay. Three, so right into so the ink. I'm going to preface this before we get started. I put out a poll on who is going to win tonight, and I will like to say that 5 people voted for me.
Okay.
And only 3 people voted for Cheesy. So
wow. That's pretty close. Yeah. I'll take it. It's close. it's kind of like the Splatfest, right? Because you have the polls of who they voted for, but it really just depends on the end match, the performance of it all.
Does it though? I feel like they lie. I think they just make up. They just make it be whoever they want to win.
I don't think so.
How would you know? You would never know. You would never know.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't know, but they have it on the website where it's all calculated. So I guess, like, let's just start with that. I think that the Direct did have a lot to offer. However, I will admit that there was a lot.
It was just Splatoon 2.
No.
For the audio listeners, Crawler is currently feeding me popcorn. Please, please, please go and check out the YouTube video or thank you. Okay. All right. Delicious. Sorry to derail the show, but we're just eating popcorn while these two fight it out. So back to your fight. Sorry. Back to our regularly scheduled fight.
I don't know, Josh, do you have like a way that you want this to go down or?
I mean, maybe we should discuss some of the let's start with some of the positives and then let's just talk about what, like, I honestly was just kind of shocked at, like, it seemed like the hype levels were not as high as I kind of thought they were going to be from just the vibe on Twitter, seeing some other creators talk about this and saying they thought there would be more. So, but let's start with the good stuff. Okay. Let's start.
Splatoon is a good game. And this iteration of it, it has a lot of quality of life. I think it's it seems like we're going to be able to get into the game faster. You're going to actually be able to play and team up with your friends. You can spectate. You can, but you could always play with your friends in ranked.
Yeah, no, I'm saying being able to team up with your friends in Turf War is good.
Yes.
That was a good change.
Yeah.
You can queue up and like automatically jump in and like, I think, watch your friends as they're finishing their match. You can kind of just queue in to be in there automatically. I think with all the weapons coming back, I feel like there's going to be new stuff. If it senses that you played Splatoon 2, you're getting tickets to be able to go buy the stuff that you want to buy right off the bat, regardless of the level, which is cool. I mean, I think there's a lot of quality of life. I think the biggest thing that people were upset about is lack of new game mode or iteration on kind of what they had. I'm most excited for Salmon Run 2.0 or whatever it is. I think that looks awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, for those that don't know or you're listening for the first time or you do know me, I may be a little biased because Splatoon is my favorite series. However, I will admit, I think it's weird that we didn't see a rank mode announced, a different one. We do know that there are going to be content updates. And if I've heard anything on this podcast, it's always about the carrot on the stick. And I feel like Splatoon is giving that to us. And we have a roadmap. Like, they have told us that every 3 months, there's going to be a new catalog what the catalog includes, we don't know. I'm assuming it's going to be something big. I mean, you look at the DLC for Mario Kart, and we all thought, like, what's taking them so long? And it actually turned out to be a good DLC for Wave 2, and I feel like Splatoon is also going to have that as well. Like, we could have new weapons, we could have a new mode. I feel like there's always some surprises with Splatoon, and they just aren't telling us everything, which is probably not the best way to market the game, but it does keep things interesting. Like, you know, if you're a fan of Splatoon, and for the most part, what I saw on Twitter was people saying that they were underwhelmed by this reveal, but they still are going to play it. So for me, I guess that's pretty much what Nintendo thought as well. It's like, people are going to play the game, and there's going to be new people that are playing this game. So give them a chance to learn how these rank modes work, and then we can add in some more. For the veteran players, does that make a lot of sense? Maybe not. But for the new players, to get them in and to see how everything works, I think is the right way to go about it, especially if you can bring over your save data from Splatoon 2. Like, I'm a S plus and an X rank, and I'm going to be able to play with people that are at that same skill level. And I feel like that was a way to balance out the game for newcomers.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm bragging. What it feels like is that they obviously had a lot of people that were playing Splatoon 2, but they are trying to attract more people to play Splatoon 3, new people, and they want to give them a chance before they throw in all the bigger and crazier things.
John,
yeah, I mean,
you got anything positive to say at all?
I mean, I do like some of the quality of life things they did. We don't have to watch the idols every time we load in. You know, queuing up with your friends in Turf War is nice. I mean, it's going to be a fun game to play. I think it's going to be a fun game to play. But, like, I don't know. I'm going to try not to be extremely negative, but, like, I played 500 hours of Splatoon 2, and this just feels like Splatoon 2 again.
They added a deck battler, Johnny.
Yeah, which is going to be like the rhythm game that nobody played.
I don't think so, man. I think this is that tabletop mode is going to bring in a whole new community of Splatoon players just on that little mode alone, because it's a 1v1. It's not just the rhythm game where you were just playing by yourself. You're playing against other people. You also have 150 cards that you have to collect. And you yourself have said that you have wanted a Splatoon game that you can grind throughout. There's so much that you can grind.
But I don't want to play the same modes every... Like, we've played Turf War, we've played Rainmaker, we've played Tower Control, we've played Splat Zones, and even Clan Blitz for years and years and years. Like, I don't want to play the same game modes. Like, that's why I kind of got bored with Splatoon 2, because you're just playing the same game modes over and over. And, you know, I just think for somebody that enjoyed Splatoon 2, but, you know, is considering, hey, do I really need this game? I've played so much of Splatoon 2. Like, why would I pick this game up? And honestly, at launch, I don't know. There's not a lot pulling people there.
I mean, I think it is. Splatoon is kind of a hard game to sell anyway. And it is more of the same of like what we already have. But again, like, isn't that a good thing? If it worked so well, don't you want it to be the same, but just with different?
I don't think it should be exactly the same. I feel like it. Like, the way they're launching this, it feels like, you know, you have the same weapons that you've been using in Splatoon 2. You know, you might get some new customization options. But there's, you know, there's only five new maps or six new maps. And then you're playing Splatoon 2 maps again. there's 12 total maps. I think there's five new ones or six new ones.
Well, there, yeah. So there's four new maps from Splatoon 3, and then, or wait, is that right? There's 12 maps. I don't remember. Math is hard.
Do you want me to go back to the map screen here?
Yeah, because it's like, I think it is four. It's four. Yeah, four of Splatoon 1, four of Splatoon 2, and four of Splatoon 3.
So you think four new maps is good enough?
I think that they have enough to start with. And for people that didn't play Splatoon 1, which is a ton of people, those maps will be the same as what they're doing with Mario Kart, the booster course pass with the tour courses. Like, those kind of are new courses to people that haven't played tour, right? So, like, you are getting essentially what was in
so the bottom four are Splatoon 2 maps.
Yeah, so Hammerhead Bridge was in Splatoon 1 and that wasn't in Splatoon 2. The museum was all three of these. So there's three that are from Splatoon 1.
These three
that weren't in Splatoon 2.
Are these the three you're talking about?
Yeah, the museum and then the Mahi Mahi Resort.
Okay. So then there's five new maps.
Correct. I think for right now, it's enough to get people started. And 3 months is going to go by so fast. And then we're going to have another new stage. And who's to say, like, how many we will get at a time? But Splatoon is always going to be updating and making it bigger because it's one of their biggest multiplayer games right now. And it's a shooter. So, like, it's not going to be a free-to-play kind of version of it. They still want to keep people engaged with what they have, but still want to be Nintendo and be different. Does that work? I don't know. But,
well, they get their $60 up front, so they don't really care.
Yeah.
Does it seem like adding abilities is more straightforward this time?
Yeah, I don't think it's a roll. Yeah. I don't think it's a roll. Which is nice, because I hated that.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I loved it.
No, you didn't. You're just proud of the crap that you have.
I mean, I'm glad we're getting more amiibo. We're getting new amiibo. They look
And re-releases. Callie and Marie are coming back, and Pearl and Marina are getting re-releases.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just you mentioned the free to play. Yeah, it's a free to play model in a $60 game.
Okay, so but then it's,
so I want to get to this super chat real quick because it's relevant to this part of the conversation. Servant117 with the $5 super chat. Thank you so much. It says more active. The question is more active player base 6 months after release, Multiverses or Splatoon 3? Johnny.
Multiverses because it'll be on the Switch by then. No, so you know it's just gonna reinvigorate the player base.
It'll be Splatoon 2 or 3.
Cheesy. Maybe. 6 months. Multiverses or Splatoon 3?
I actually don't know. I'm kind of going back and forth because I think Multiverses has the power of IP and just having recognizable characters. After 6 months.
You're saying Inkling
though,
is not a recognizable character?
It's more than Smash Bros. Than
Batman
Bunny?
Or Superman?
Yeah.
I mean, Multiverses is talking about accounts created. They aren't. I haven't seen much on concurrent users or active users or whatever. They're just talking about accounts created.
Well, there was like, what, 200 active players when it first launched?
Yeah.
200,000.
Everyone has a lot when they first launched.
Yeah, right? No. It's like 10 million total accounts or something.
Mm-hmm. I got an account, but I don't play it that much. So Josh might even have an account. Who knows?
We'll never know what the player base of a Nintendo game is, because like that when Multiverses came out and it was like 200,000 on Steam, they were like, oh, the most played fighting game ever. Like Smash Brothers clearly had more players online than that,
for sure.
Also, Servant wants to bet on this one, Johnny. So just throwing that out there.
You want to bet on this one? All right. We still have the bet on if it will sell 15 million. So you better hope that player base is active in 6 months, Cheesy. You think you get the 15 million copies?
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I'm going to grab a few more comments from chat here. We got from Justin. It says, sports and shooter titles come out every year with basically little to no changes, sell like crazy. I don't think minimal change in quality of life improvements is necessarily a bad thing.
This argument has been going around. Splatoon it's been out for 5 years. Splatoon 2
has been
out for 5 years.
Say it, Johnny. Say it. Splatoon is...
Splatoon is niche. No, but Splatoon 2's been out for 5 years, and they don't give us a new mode at launch. Even Call of Duty that comes out every year has at least a couple new modes. It has a ton of new weapons, has, you know, new customization options. Like, to say that this is like one of those annual releases, I don't know. I mean, they have new modes every iteration.
Not that this is going to be as in the conversation, just because the state of the world isn't going to be the same, and it's not the same kind of game. But it is a game in similar fashion to Animal Crossing, that if you're playing it with, if you're a multi-switch household, like I am thinking I'm going to have to buy this game twice. And it's because I have...
There's no split screen.
There's no split screen, but it's also a game that plays online that you need, if multiple people in your house with multiple switches want to play at the same time, you have to have multiple copies. It's not game share. Switch doesn't have game share. It does, but not in the sense for online like this. So I'm probably buying this game twice. I don't know if I want to buy it digital, just so it would take up enough room. I'll probably end up buying it twice physical. I don't know, but
no, buy it once digital, because you can't, if you have your home switch set on your kids, one of them could be playing, you could be playing, and the other one could be playing with the physical. You get three people playing for the price of two games.
Oh, on their account. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. If you set your home switch,
I got to go back and do that, because I know William wants to play a few of my games like that. So, so I probably will end up buying this game twice. And so, I mean, that will help it with sales, but I don't know. They are, like, we're seeing the roadmap right now, which is very Nintendo cryptic, but but at least...
Are we going to wait 3 months to get new maps, too?
But going, like, I mean, that's better than Halo.
You don't want to be compared to Halo, though.
True, but, I mean, is this... Oh, no, it's not only halfway over. But it's like, I think some of the new stuff, Salmon Run is going to be available 24/7. I think that's been confirmed.
Yeah.
That is a big improvement, I think, because there'd be times that you get on with your friends and you want to do that and it's not available. So now it's always available. We're seeing the card attack game. I think this is going to... I don't even know about the Dance Dance Revolution stuff.
Flash forward. 3 months, and this is all I'm playing, and I have a podcast about the card game.
How much real money do those packs cost?
There's a rank in that. What is that?
Well, do you think there's going to be real money? I think there's so much in-game currency.
No way,
I don't think there will be.
It's going to be like coins.
I'm just poking the bear. I'm just poking the bear.
All
right. You need Nintendo Switch Online expansion pass to get these cards.
Well, I mean, that they didn't even tease that at all. I'm expecting the major DLC for purchase or whatever. Are we anticipating that coming as NSO? Like, that would be a way to drive up sales, I think, of NSO. They put they put Octopath.
No way. Not for a year. They'll sell it for 30 or $30.
I don't know. They put the Mario Kart DLC in there right away, and they put Animal Crossing DLC in there right away.
Yeah, I think if you have the expansion pack, it will like be free with the game. But not everyone has
not base NSO. Pack. Not base NSO. No, I don't.
Right.
Think.
Right.
Yeah. Potentially.
Did they say anything? We're watching the Salmon Run right now. Did they say anything about your rank carrying over for Salmon Run from two?
Is a good question. I'm not sure if that was on the website or not.
Oh, because we do have a Salmon Run ring. I forget.
Yeah,
about
like
that.
I got the professional or whatever the top rank is. And it would be like kind of annoying to have to grind it out again.
VP executive, I think, is the new one.
Hmm. So Cryptic is asking, what do I think of a Splatoon 3? If you listen to us, if you guys have listened to us for a while, okay, you know that my biggest thing with Nintendo games right now is that I want to see something that has a long tail. Splatoon is going to have that long tail. Yeah, is it exactly what I was hoping for at launch? Maybe not. But Splatfests are hype. Everybody loves a Splatfest. I don't know if I love the new way they're doing it with the 4v4v4 at the end, but I want to try it.
Yeah, I wonder how it's going to work. How do you choose your team?
I would assume...
Well, one's going to be big man. One's going to... There's three idols. So, I mean...
Do they pull the winners from three matches and then put them together to do the 4v4v4?
So you have... The way that it's working is you have your three teams, right? And then at the end of the 24, or when it's getting to the 24-hour mark, that's when the leading team will be a team of four, and they'll be in the middle. And then the other two teams are a team of two and a team of two that are going up against the team that is winning. So it's kind of like this unspoken secrecy that you are taking down the other team because they're in the lead. So you kind of are teaming up together. I think it makes it more interesting that way.
Hmm.
So it's not 4v4v4. It's 4v4, but two from the other two separate teams.
And you can either, if you can get them to fight each other, then the winning team has a bigger advantage.
Yeah,
I got you. And I just saw 4v4v4 in one of the comments, so that's why that's where my brain went. So forgive me for that. But I mean, how much have I been saying I want something that like that is a grind, you know? This is going to have that aspect. This has a lot of content. We've been wanting games that have content. You can play the single player if you want. You can play Salmon Run if you want, and you can play multiplayer. Granted, looking at this, they potentially could have just done a overall like major update to Splatoon 2, but that's Nintendo's business model is not about that yet. If this game had sold what Mario Kart did, potentially we would have seen just an update, but they're going to leave money on the table not doing a new game. They also stopped supporting this game as far as Splatfest, and they did it for a very long time, which was fantastic.
Then brought back a random Splatfest.
Right. And not to mention some of the old Splatfests were like Transformers, Ninja Turtles. What kind of like, it's interesting that what are we going to see? You know, is Nintendo going to team up? Are we going to see a Minions versus something, since you know, we got the Mario movie coming out on DreamWorks, right? Like
and all Splatfests aren't always global, right, Cheesy? Is that correct? But sometimes they are?
Correct, yeah. So sometimes they have global Splatfests.
Sorry, Josh,
so,
go ahead.
So overall, I wasn't expecting much more, honestly. Right, there could have been some new modes. There's some quality of life stuff. This feels like par for the course with Nintendo, but I'm not that bothered by it. Like the amount of time I have in Splatoon 2, I feel like I really got my money's worth. And then I feel the same is going to be for this one. And I probably won't grind this game to the amount that it could that somebody else will. I mean, I know people with thousands and thousands of hours in Splatoon 2. It's like all they played. If I'm going to go to a shooter, I'm probably going to play Halo or
new Call of Duty's coming out this year too.
Yeah, but I love, like, we used to do Saturday morning Splatoons. It might come back because it was so much fun just getting together. And like, one of my favorite things to do, honestly, when it comes to Splatoon is shoutcasting. And so this may be Splatoon 3 may end up being a game that we focus more of our tournament stuff on while this game is hot than even Smash as it's kind of slowly fizzling. Right. And so I'm excited to have a competitive game on the Switch. I'm excited that there is some new weapons, some new content. I'm excited that there's a roadmap of a drip feed of content that we're going to continually get new stuff. And we're also looking at Amiibo. So thanks for that. The addiction continues. And, you know, I mean, I totally, like, we are in the strangest time of gaming ever. We do a Halo podcast. We talk about how that game would do so well if they would just bring back old maps and give us more content. But then we see a lot of people on the internet saying we don't want any old maps in Splatoon, but it's like, well, there is an element of nostalgia. There's an element, if they're solid maps, why not use them? And it's low hanging fruit for Nintendo to go, hey, how many maps do we have all together between, you know, the first two games that we can easily then put into 3 as well as make some new maps? And I believe by the time this game is no longer supported, or at least the roadmap is complete before I'm assuming DLC would be announced, that this is going to be a very, very full package. And again, the two map rotation, get that out of here. Like, I'm not a huge fan of some of that stuff. Like, it just feels like they're limiting us. Well,
Johnny was talking in our Discord chat today. How many maps did you say, Johnny, are in 2 right now? 24?
There's 24 maps.
I had no clue that there's that many maps. I mean, some of that might include some of the Splatfest
maps. There's 24
maps
plus another 24 Splatfest maps. So, like, that's where, I don't know, I'm a little annoyed that, you know, we have 12 maps at launch. I know Splatoon 2 had 8 or something. I don't know. People are yelling at me because they're like, oh, well, it had less maps at Splatoon 2's launch. I don't care. It's on the same system. Why would we go backwards? Why can't we have, like, if they're bringing back Splatoon 2 maps, Splatoon 1 maps, put more in there. Like, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize there were that many maps because of that two map rotation that we were talking about. And it's because they you forget, you don't have like a voting system. You don't have, it's just, it is what it is.
Do the 24 maps include Splatfest maps?
No, Johnny said there were 24, 24 other maps.
24 plus another
the variations or whatever.
Got it. Okay.
Cheesy, you had mentioned earlier today that we were talking stuff didn't really get much of it's kind of the same old same for rank stuff, but Rainmaker seems to have gotten a big change.
Yeah,
right.
It's got checkpoints now, which I think is cool. So that's kind of the other thing about this is, like, maybe they are modes that we have played before, but there's variations of them now where we probably are going to have to relearn them. The only one that we really see that is different, or at least from what I can tell, is Rainmaker with those checkpoints. So you're going to have to learn how to play that game a little different.
Well, that'll slow that game down, because Rainmaker, you could get totally dominated and the game would be over really quick.
Yeah.
I think that's probably why they did that.
Just going back to, like, from the beginning, I think to look at the things that we have that are new, obviously there's new, I'm just going to throw everything out there. There's new music. There's a new story mode. There's a new area to explore. There's new weapons. There are new subs. There's the squid surge and squid roll, which I think competitively is going to change a lot of how people play Splatoon. Like, I think even us who have played Splatoon already are going to go into it and be like, whoa, this is weird. Like, I'm not used to this. But the way that the squid roll can repel ink, that's going to make a huge difference. We have lockers. We have the tabletop mode. We have the Salmon Run event now. We have Splatfest, Tricolor Splatfest. I mean, I do think that there is a lot to offer, even if they don't have a new rank mode at launch. There still is like a ton for... I think that it kind of justifies why we don't have a rank mode, especially when you look at the Salmon Run event and then the Tricolor Splatfest. I think there's a lot that went into that. We're looking at the idols right now and the animation that went behind all of that. I believe in the Splatoon team. I think they're very creative and they have great writing and a great team that is working on this project. And
I think Big Man is going to be a perennial Splatfest winner.
Possibly. I mean, I think that might be the one that people vote on the most. But
because who doesn't love a dancing stingray? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Manta ray, whatever he is.
From like an outside perspective, I can see why people would be upset thinking that this is just Splatoon 2. But I'm the minority because I play a lot of Splatoon. But if they're wondering if there are a lot of differences, there are. And it may not be easy to see, but it is going to make a difference in this game versus what we had in Splatoon 2.
I would love to see this game honestly do the Halo model where the campaign and Salmon Run were $60 and multiplayer was free. I would love that. I think it would be great if Nintendo, because it would keep Splatoon going for years. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest reason, right? Like they'll probably support this game for what do you guys think? Two years, 3 years, maybe?
Well, they said 2 years for the catalogs.
Okay. I mean, probably, and then probably a little bit further past that.
And then, if the DLC
will come out in like 3 years, so
they will definitely do an upgraded version of this game if a new Switch comes out. Like it'll be one on the list that'll be a launch title. You know, like would be my guess anyway. It's just, I mean, there's going to be so much depends on how well this game sells, right? And I'm of the mind that this is going to be the biggest Splatoon yet. I know Johnny doesn't want to hear that, but
I love Splatoon, right? Like, don't get me wrong, I love Splatoon. I put a ton of hours into Splatoon too. What I'm disappointed with is it's been 5 years. The whole landscape of online shooters has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just decided to do the same old thing.
That goes back to my original, like something I was talking about originally, where like the landscape of gaming is changing, right? Like we talked at length, multiple episodes about Strikers, where it was essentially strictly multiplayer game.
And it was dead on arrival.
And it pretty much like it was like this was Nintendo flexing their brand muscle, saying, yeah, "Hey, we got Mario in the box, right?"
I think Splatoon will fare better than the sports games. It's the same. Like Splatoon 3 is the same model as Splatoon 2. You know, they launch with, Splatoon 2 launched with 8 maps and it ended with 24. So, you know, they did add maps throughout its life. They had Splatfest all the time. They didn't add too many customization things. I mean, I think maybe, I don't know. I'm hoping like the catalog better not be one page. Like they better not be showing us that one page and that's all you have to earn. Like you get a dab, headphones and you know, a shoe or something. Like, I hope that the catalog means it's like a full book of things. I don't want to complete the catalog in a day. You know,
give me. Are you talking just stuff to buy at the stores?
No, the seasonal catalogs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's like you'll be grinding for anything. I think it will just be an update, and we'll just already have them.
Just more stuff to go buy, more stuff to go buy in the store or whatever.
So you don't think that might limited, be the case? Limited stuff. You don't think,
because that's what they've done in the past, right? When new items came out, new weapons came out, it was just you used your current in-game currency and went and bought. You went and talked to Sheldon and you bought more stuff. Like,
right, and then the maps were just open. You didn't have to like unlock them.
I hope we don't have to wait 3 months for a map. I hope maybe we get a map a month or something.
I mean, I think that it still is going to be active, and that because every month there's going to be a Splatfest. They didn't say that, or did they say it? I don't remember. That's how it's been for every Splatoon game, though, is that every month there's a Splatfest. So they still are going to keep it active. And, you know, one of my fears is that it was going to be a lot of customization and that they aren't going to be updating this game as much, because that's how Animal Crossing was. Granted, Animal Crossing was going through the pandemic at the time, so maybe they, you know, couldn't keep working on it, although I think that there is going to be an update down the road for New Horizons. I mean, they still have Isabel tweet, hey, this new thing is here, and it's not new. Like, it's the same thing that they've been selling for a year, but they still are trying to keep that account active.
For Pocket Camp.
Yeah, but,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Cheesy's like, okay, I'm fighting two people now.
I mean, I hope it stays around. That's the one thing. It's okay. I've seen a lot of people talk about how, you know, they're probably not going to pick it up at launch because what they've seen isn't.
But then you can't get a cool keychain from Best Buy.
Exactly. Don't you want it, Johnny?
And I saw Clockwork Clone, who is a creator. He prefers single player aspects to games, and they didn't change anything. They didn't add a split screen mode. They didn't,
I mean, and I don't play many shooters, but like, does split screen work well with shooters?
No.
I think especially, I don't think you even do split screen going online, right?
Works great for me. I love screen looking.
There is that game on the eShop or whatever that's like screen peek, and you're invisible, and you have to look at your opponents. That's a pretty cool idea that they had made a game.
So I guess I want to bring this conversation up. People are saying that this could have been a DLC update and not a sequel, but
those,
I guess,
are Josh. He already said that
today. What
did I say it that negatively DLC? Though? We almost got a spit take, you guys. It was so close. Sorry, Cheesy. Sorry. Please keep going.
What counts as DLC versus a sequel today? Because if we're in the mindset that Nintendo could go free to play, which they never will,
they won't.
If they go free to play, then we're just playing this same Splatoon game over and over and over with updates. And then, I mean, like,
isn't that what this is?
It's not, though. It's not.
It looks pretty similar right now. It looks pretty similar.
Okay.
It has all the same stuff as 2.
But Nintendo isn't just giving out. They're not giving out updates. They just want to create games. Yes, because of money. But I think also because that's what makes video games special. And I'm not trying to be like, you know, back in my day, I understand that you have to adapt to the times, but Nintendo is always doing things different, and that's what makes them stand out. I mean, let's take and I know this is completely different. Breath of the Wild, for example, their sequel was going to be DLC. And I do think that a lot of people have the argument right now that Splatoon, it looks similar and it doesn't make sense why another one is going to be on the Switch. But Breath of the Wild is going to be on the Switch, and that game was going to be DLC. And we haven't seen anything on it, but like, couldn't that also have just been a DLC update for Breath of the Wild?
I like Servant's comment here. Can the youngest host go back in my day?
That's true.
Yeah, I think, you know, a single player experience, it will have a completely different story. There will be a ton of different things to do. Like,
I mean, it's still going to feel like Breath of the Wild, right? I mean, that's what Splatoon is. It still feels like Splatoon. Mario Kart still feels like Mario Kart.
Yeah, but like Mario Kart adds like new mechanics every time. Like Mario Kart 8 has the anti-grav that Mario Kart 7 didn't have, and
that they didn't embrace in the first.
Yeah, that they forgot about for the DLC apparently.
But like,
I don't know, there's just something that makes the sequels like unique. Like say Mario Galaxy 2, right? That's a sequel that has a whole mechanic of it added Yoshi, and it. You know, built around, it had a whole bunch of new levels, and like it doubled the size of the levels.
Could have been DLC if they were able to put DLC on the Wii.
I mean, it probably could have been DLC, honestly.
And I think it just starts to become like murky waters if we keep going around the subject of what could be DLC and what could be another game. Like,
yeah, Nintendo sees an opportunity to sell a game, and they're selling a game.
But I know that it's just them wanting more money, and that, you know, I'm spending more money to get that new game. But like, isn't that what makes video games special in the first place?
I'm going to jump in here and say, I don't feel like anybody is mentioning just the level of polish that that Splatoon 3 seems to have over Splatoon 2. It looks sharp. Mm-hmm. Like the ink looks like it's a little more splashy, if you will. Like the way, like they showed that squid jumping out of the ink and like twisting and like just some cool animations. Like I feel like there isn't, like, this does to me feel like a sequel. I understand that, like, I mean, I don't know. If you guys are as old as I am, you've been playing Halo.
Oh, back in my day.
Back in my day, we walked uphill both ways to school, you know, in the snow, barefoot, all that stuff. So, but I mean, like, a Halo game would come out, and it would launch with a handful of new maps. Sometimes classic maps would come out with it, or they would then come out later. And, like, everybody was excited for that. Like, we are in such a strange time where there's such a dopamine hit from these battle passes and everything else that like this model is going the way of the dodo, right? It's just Nintendo can flex their brand muscles and be like, we're still going to do $60 multiplayer. And we have a pretty good idea that a lot of these maps are going to be maps that were already in the game. It's not going to, or that were already in the, because it's low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
But the other thing with Splatoon is that this is one of Nintendo's biggest esports titles. And hopefully we really get to see this game shine. Kind of their only esports title,
because they don't support Smash.
They don't really support Smash all that much. And like, we also know that this is huge in Japan. And I don't know. I'm here for it. But it has the potential to be Nintendo's biggest game of the year this year. And I'm like, no part of me feels a ton of disappointment. That could be from the fact that I'm like, I'm in a different headspace right now when it comes to like entertainment, and I'm consuming very little. I'm gaming very little. I'm watching very little TV. I'm spending so much more time creating. And so, like, But I do like the way that you can build community around Splatoon, and I'm excited to jump back in with the community to play this game. That's going to have some fresh content to try to grind, to try to get perfect. That's the other thing. For me to get the gear on Splatoon 2, to go for the... I felt like every match I played, I had something I was working towards. And that really gave me the dopamine hit, where I was like, hey, I'm leveling up. I'm my gear's leveling up. I can go scrub it now. I'm earning cash. I have like a fraction of the weapons in Splatoon 2, but I've got like 14 pieces of perfect gear like that. And that was fun for me. That's how I really enjoyed the game.
Yeah.
Johnny, to be honest with you, Splatoon has never had good launches. Splatoon 1.
No, I know. That's why it's so frustrating that they're doing it again.
And I guess they just keep getting away with it. But at the end of Splatoon's life cycle, like, I know that Splatoon 2 was compared as Splatoon 1.5, and now Splatoon 3 is being compared to Splatoon 2.5. By the end of it, it's going to feel like a full brand new game. And is that the right way to do it? Probably not, but it still is going to have people playing, and they're going to be connected. And the other thing too, I think like a big part of this, not for just you guys, but just in general, is like, if you don't want to buy the game, you don't have to buy it. I feel like gamers today...
That's not possible.
Yes, you do. Nintendo ninjas come to your house and they buy it for you anyway.
I feel like gamers today just kind of are around a release schedule and feel
the need.
That's why
I said Nintendo should have two, like I made a TikTok and said Nintendo should have two release dates, the one where they initially launch the game and then the one where they actually have all the content in the game.
I don't know. I don't know where to go.
I think I won. I think I left them speechless.
I don't think you won. I think that you are not seeing.
I don't want to wait 2 years. I don't want to wait 2 years to get a
nobody
new
said
load.
That.
I don't
want to wait
that
two
being
years.
Said, though, Johnny, you're buying it day one, yeah?
Oh yeah, I already pre-ordered it.
See, that's enough of a reason
wait.
For people.
Wait. The way it works, Johnny, even if you play this game 3 hours a night, 5 days a week, there's still a chance you're not going to play every map that is available.
Oh my God.
In this game. So you're golden, bro. Like they have it all figured out to keep everything fresh by forcing you to play those maps over and over and over again. So
you only get two at a time, man. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
I don't know. People just jump around games so much today, and especially being content creators, I get it. Like, people are making content and then they are moving on to the next game and they don't really even like give it a chance. And maybe Splatoon 3 for that reason isn't going to stick around.
Bless you.
But you can get into this game a whole lot faster than you can Splatoon 2, though.
that's true.
I think we're going to be able to load it up and be in a game within the amount of time we'd still be listening to Pearl and Marina.
The one thing that might hurt this game is Nintendo kind of tarnished their brand with these free updates later. Like, people have been burned by tennis and golf and strikers that even if Splatoon is supported more, they're gonna be like, oh, it's another one of these. Like, why
at least
why
we're going into
it
and we know they're gonna support it. Like, Aces, you knew we were getting more characters throughout, but then it definitely fell off and became just different colored Koopa Troopas. Like, this, they do have a history, I guess, with Splatoon 2 and the stuff that they've rolled out over time. And they aren't charged. I mean, the Octoling expansion was the first time that they charged money for something new. Mm-hmm. So the promise of more stuff without having to pay for it, it is a good promise. And it doesn't, it's not the same complaint, I guess, of it's an unfinished game. because we are getting all the modes that they've advertised. So Salmon Run updated, and I mean Turf War and the ranked modes and story mode and all that kind of stuff. It's there, and even a new game mode with the card builder game. So I mean, they're not building the car while we're driving it down the road. I feel like they're going to add a sunroof.
So, I mean, like I'm on the right side here because Kit said that he was disappointed.
Kit
and
also
he used
said,
to work for Nintendo, so
yeah. But Kit also said that he's going to drop everything day one to play this game, and that should be enough of a reason.
We're all
going to
drop
game.
Stuff in 2 weeks when the Splatfest test fire goes live.
We'll play it for like a week and then be like, oh, this is just Splatoon 2 again. And then
it's not, though, man. I'm telling you, like, you're not looking at it right. Like, right. I know that I'm biased, but there still is so much that is new. Look, and also, like, the lore of it, I know that that's not a big
they're
part.
They're in the finger multiverse, the hot dog finger multiverse.
Johnny, but, you spent $40 on a Unite skin. For $20 more, you get a full game.
It wasn't 40. It was listed at 40, but I paid 20.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say anything, but...
But like,
and you paid $40 for a free game that you're doing a podcast on now.
Yeah, but I'm making money off that, so it doesn't matter.
But I was just gonna say, lore wise, like, I guess we're in the finale of whatever the story is, and that came out of nowhere.
Because Callie and Marie are coming back. Is that why?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. That the finale is ending. And if it means the finale for the campaign that they give you with the game and not the DLC story, maybe the DLC story is different from just the campaign. But yeah, we're in the finale of it. But it means that Nintendo has a roadmap for Splatoon. Like, even after this is done, they have ideas of where they want this IP to go.
Well, that being said,
here we go. We're transitioning. Wait, before we just say punch out, though, Kirby, next week, Dream Buffet. Johnny's already got he already paid the $15.
Oh, it did go live and they put a price, because when I checked it this morning, they didn't have it.
Die in a day.
Sheesh. Man, wow. Gamers used to be fun, you know? I feel like they used to play.
How is that game going to survive? It's not free, and it has like 3 maps.
Well, let's talk about Punch-Out that doesn't have any DLC.
Real quick, I think Nintendo's still trying to kill off the Switch by releasing Kirby games. I only kid. So here we are, you guys. This is Crawl. If you guys are watching, and again, you can watch on Spotify, also over on YouTube, Crawler and I are doing multiplayer with Super Punch-Out. Somebody found a code this week that was in the game. If you hold, what is it, B and X?
If you hold Y and R on the player 2. So we did this online. Josh and I did this afternoon. If you hold Y and R on the second player controller and the first player controller presses start at the load screen, it brings you to this secret debug menu. I think not that one. We had to try it a few times and make sure it went through, but it puts you into a menu that you can select any of the fighters that you face, throughout the campaign. And then if you hold Y and B on the second player controller and the first player picks who the fighter is going to be, and then you hold Y and B all the way through the start of the fight, like the match start, player 2 gets to control the former CPU character, and it totally changes the fight.
And I got destroyed.
That seems so confusing.
But this is something, this game is what, we said 18 years old, something like that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, this older than that. It's 20, 25. this is like 96, right?
Probably 93. Let me look. Yeah, it's probably 94. September 14th, 1994. So
did they say how they found this in the game? Were they just mashing buttons, or like where was it?
The articles I read
didn't really have much on it. It just undiscovered, newly discovered thing.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
They leaked it.
Nintendo did? They were like, great, we were going to do a second SP version of this game, and they already figured it out. Good one. So let me see. There's a lot of articles on it here.
Is Josh fighting? Or are you both fighting right here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is us. The first match was not, but this is both of us going at it right now. And when the computer no longer has its
set
patterns
pattern,
like, yeah, you're just like, wait. So here's the tweet. It said, while doing some request work, casually found some new cheats in Super Punch Out on SNES. All secret codes in this game use two button combinations. Two of them are known, sound test and Japanese name input, but there are two more. And then they go on to describe how it works. I remember as a kid, like the Konami code, I'm like, how do people figure this stuff out? You know, like, it's magic. It's complete magic. So, but yeah, it was pretty cool getting to, and again, it was like, it's already in the game. Like, why not just turn this on and let people duke it out? You know, like it seems strange to leave it out at that point.
Yeah. But
apparently they didn't. It's just nobody found it.
Nobody knew about it.
Yeah. Until now.
I don't like how Little Mac looks in Super Punch Out.
Not a fan either.
He doesn't look right.
Yeah, he was trying to go for that pop punk kind of like like a little more anime. Like, he was hoping to hang out with the Transformers or something at some point, maybe. I'm not sure. So, but well, guys, the conversation will continue over on patreon.com/NintendoPowerCast if you want to hear NPC Wired, which I think today is going to be based on Cheesy's facial expression. Crawler's gonna be feeding me a lot of popcorn. I'm looking forward to it. So we appreciate you guys.
The boxing match is a reenactment of what's about to happen.
Oh boy! Oh,
with you on the floor.
It's a preview. It's a preview.
who's shaving their head first? That's what I want to know. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.